Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up this recording to you. Holy Spirit, guide me as I read, guide me as I speak. In the name of Jesus, to you, Father, belong the kingdom, the power, the glory, riches, honor, majesty, and might, dominion. In the name of Jesus, Father, I bind and forbid the obsessive, oppressive, religious spirit at work in the body of Christ. By the operative energy of your spirit, I loose and permit your joy. We shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord, fully dependent, reliant, and confident, with joyful expectation as your children. Let it be unto us according to your word. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, guide me as I speak, guide me as I read. I lift up this recording to you. Kingdom military, send legions of angels out to protect your children in the seat of the kingdom. Curse the works of the enemy coming against us and anyone else. The devil's attempting to bleed dry by sacrifice. In the name of Jesus, bless everyone that hears this, past, present, or future, because there's no distance in the spirit. We are ambassadors, procured by ransom, accredited on account of my Redeemer, King Almighty, by his authority to represent. I am a child of God by his spirit, a fellow heir and partaker of his precious promises in Christ Jesus, revealed through the gospel, the good news of the faithful fact that he died for our sins according to the scriptures. My daddy's word is law, salvation to me, the one who was less than the least of all that was given rights, acquired, Christ edified through full assurance in the heart, legally made righteous to rest in, intimately, graciously nourished in order that I might be made known. In order that there might be made known now to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places through the intermediate agency of the church, the much variegated wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he carried into effect in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we are having our freedom of speech and entry in perfect confidence through faith in him. Bible thump upside your head. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of the legal document and love letter that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. Those who call upon his name will be saved. In the name of Jesus, those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, highest praise. My God is greater, my God is stronger, my God is higher than any other. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you. Receive the abundance of given rights, acquire, Christ edify, full assurance in the heart, rest eternally, intimately, graciously nourished. My daddy says, it's a celebration, children, I'm your maker, I created Rick James. What does my word say? Search the scriptures, look at your face in the mirror. Bible thump, loving correction, upside your sensual essence, tainted, and toxic, calling for powers of dark demonic doctrines. The devil is a liar. Not deceived by someone you love, no devil, no demon, yourself, or a fast talking credential toting individual looking to sucker and swindle you out of truly living to make you stay in the realm of existence, contaminated by permission, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. My grace is sufficient for you, because my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Legal document, it is written. It is manifested character, the word, the expression of my Father in the Son by the Holy Spirit. My God is one, there is no other. For this purpose, the Son of God entered this physical dimension that he might destroy the works of the devil, making a public spectacle of the enemy at the cross, tortured, sacrificed, judged, condemned, and separated from the Father once for all. Meeting the demands of the King, who of his blood covenant himself, faithful performing his word which he has spoken. The Holy Spirit is the token payment, the kingdom lies within. Repent, don't perish without his presence, eternally burning, tortured by demons, yearning for another chance in hell to be given another attempt. Too late. Game over, live or die, change the way you think and turn to the Lord your God. Seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, his provision. He supplies all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Justified like we never committed a crime, sanctifying us by faith in him, separated and glorified, made alive together with Christ. By grace we have been saved, raised up together and made to sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Reign, kingdom, dominion, Father, in the name of Jesus, and legions of angels to protect, you see, kingdom military, For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, they're not physical, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that lifts itself, that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Unmerited, unearned, free favor and provision. Acquitted, set free, made innocent. Permitted mercy and authority to trample and tread upon serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy. Ooh, the battle is the Lord's. Be strong in Him and in the power of His might. Take up the whole armor of God. It's all Jesus, the chief foundation and the chief shepherd, to stand against the plots and schemes of the kingdom of darkness, to deceive. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. Be strong in the Lord and in the active efficacy of the might that is inherent in Him. On this account, clothe yourselves with the full armor of God, to the end that you will be able to hold your ground against the stratagems of the devil. Take to yourself at once and once for all the complete armor of God, in order that you may resist in the evil day, and having achieved all things to stand, having on the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, feet bound with the firm foundation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, by means which you will be able to quench all the fiery arrows of the devil, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, that's living and powerful, sharper than any double-edged weapon, piercing and separating, dividing body, soul, and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of your heart. His word will not return to Him void, but will accomplish that which He pleases. It shall prosper in the thing which He sent it. Be confident of this very thing, that He who began a good work in you will bring it to a successful conclusion right up until the day of Christ Jesus, the present. That God's free favors of God profusely abound. Today is the day of salvation. Accept it. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, fully dependent, reliant, confident, in joyful expectation. To my Father belong the kingdom, the power, the glory, riches, honor, majesty, might, dominion. In the name of Jesus, nothing can stop the glory of God. Fellow heathens, in the name of Jesus, come with me boldly to the throne of grace, to obtain mercy and find grace to help in this time of need. Pause and calmly think of this, since you can render sacred service to everything else. This is the day gifted, and Jesus is the present. All things were made by Him, and by Him everything lives and moves and has its being. Holy Spirit, interpret the scriptures, reveal Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, the Alpha and Omega. Bible thump, let's take a look at what Jesus said to the disciples on the road to Emmaus. On the road to Emmaus. Death is defeated. Help me get this out as I read and record. The King is alive. It's all Jesus. Luke 24. Read it. Context. After the crucifixion, two disciples were walking on the road to Emmaus, conversing with one another concerning all these things which had converged one upon another. And Jesus drew near and was walking with them, but their eyes were being restrained from recognizing Him. And He said, "What are these words you are tossing to and fro, one to one another, in this animated, heated conversation as you are walking?" And they came to a standstill, gloomy countenance, and answering from their own perspectives, questioned Jesus. Read Luke 24. They questioned the Father's will, just like back in the beginning, twisting the scriptures, frustrating the grace of God. Jesus says, "Oh, dull of perception and slow of heart to be believing all the things which the prophet spoke. Was it not necessary in the nature of the case for the Christ to suffer these things and to enter His glory?" And beginning from Moses and from all the prophets, He interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning Himself. Hold up, wait a minute, let me put some scripture in it. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. To my Father belong the kingdom, the power, the glory, riches, honor, majesty, might. By by Christ Jesus in the church forever. Amen. Lord, I need you. Father, I'm calling upon you. Come and take me. I surrender. Here I am. Send me. I'm ready. Thank you, Jesus, for your body that was broken and your blood that was shed. By faith today, I break this bread. Break me down to the very last compound of self. Turbulent conflicts of character found in this vessel. My father's the potter, I am the clay, he is my potter. I am the work of his almighty hands that crush me daily, over and over, molded and purged. My God is a consuming fire. His word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Jesus is the way back in his presence. My original state is the truth. I am a child of God. Jesus is the life. No one comes to the Father but by him. The Father's grace that's sufficient for me, cause his strength is made perfect in my weakness. An endless account to draw out of. Seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all will be added. The Father provides for his kingdom. The Father provides for his children. He supplies all our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. The Redeemer procured by ransom. We are the precious. We are the precious purchase. We are the children of the Most High, made in his image and likeness, filled up with treasures of heaven, poured out by taking up our cross daily, crushed by the Father's loving embrace, purged in the burning fiery furnace, remolded. Be confident in him, because he who began a good work in you will bring it to a successful conclusion. A weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment we shall condemn. This is our heritage, this is our inheritance, and our righteousness is from him. Proving the devil wrong by the operative energy of the Holy Spirit that makes us temples cleansed by the breath. We're cleansed. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Our righteousness is from him. Proving the devil wrong by the operative energy of the Holy Spirit that makes us temples cleansed by the regenerating power of the word. We are defiled daily. Nothing but the blood of Jesus washes our sins away, past, present, and future, by the faithful and just Father cleansing his children from all unrighteousness. Ooh, amen. Thank you, Jesus, for your body that was broken and your blood that was shed. Amen. Thank you, Father, for loving us so much that you gave your one and only Son. Now whoever believes in Jesus shall not perish but have eternal life. And that's defined in John chapter 17, verse 3. Knowing you, the one and only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent, he sent your purpose. Thank you, Father, for this day.